I'm joined by Chris Doyle, Director of the Council for Arab-British Understanding. Chris, Bashar al-Assad gave this intriguing interview to ABC News today in which he said he didn't own the army. What do you think he meant by that?
Syrians must be very confused. On the one hand, he's the icon of the regime, the man in charge, with huge portraits of him being shown everywhere and flags and everything, and he has very much become the epitome of the regime, and people cheer, the people love Bashar. But then he's telling American viewers that he's not responsible for anything, that he doesn't actually run the security services. So if he doesn't run the security services and the armed forces, if it's not him or those close to him, who does? Who is giving them orders? If there is no commands coming from the regime, then why are these killings and arrests all happening? And of course, there's even those Syrians close to the regime who are arguing, or have argued, that the president hasn't been tough enough and that there hasn't been tough enough measures carried out by the security services. So we're seeing here Bashar al-Assad really portraying himself almost as a Syrian version of Walter Mitty. He's in an alternative reality. That is certainly the image that he's trying to portray.
Is he trying to appeal to the West in some way, saying, look, this is not my fault, get me out of here?
He's trying to deny all responsibility and wash his hands of the obviously very serious crimes that he's been accused of. And it's a continuance of this image that has been drawn up for him, that here is a reforming president who is popular amongst the people, has this popular legitimacy in his own words, but perhaps is surrounded by less than perfect security services and others who make quote-unquote mistakes. But of course, it's not mistakes. There is a systematic element to what is going on here and has done throughout the entirety of the 9 months of this uprising, in terms of the mass arrests, the disappearances, the killings, the torture, and the way in which, you know, they have targeted peaceful demonstrations, demonstrates quite clearly that there is an organized command structure going on.
Is there any truth in what he says? There are all sorts of reports that it's really his brother who controls the army.
This is, depending on who you speak to, you will hear that the president is fully in charge. He orders his brother to do this or that. He orders his heads of security to carry out operations. Or you can believe the alternative version is that he is a rather weak president surrounded by others who have their own power bases and, you know, ignore his orders and instructions. But whatever, the really very clear result of all this is a president who has essentially lost control. He has lost any residual respect of the overwhelming majority of Syrians. He is isolated in Syria, in the region, and internationally, and has no strategy to get out of a very serious crisis. And the only tool that he has left to deal with the situation is force, and yet more force.
What do you think the consequences of his remarks will be? I'm thinking of the Arab League still considering whether to accept Syrian conditions about allowing monitors into Syria.
The Arab League and its leaders have heard all of this before. The denial, the washing of the hands, the saying that I'm not responsible. I don't think this will change a great deal. The trouble is there's very little credibility that the regime and Bashar will actually sign up to a meaningful deal. But any pressure that can be brought to bear to bring them to do that would be very useful, because if there is no political process, if there is no deal to get monitors in, to get prisoners released, to end the bloodshed, then Syria is faced, the Syrian people are faced with a nightmarish scenario of potential civil war or intervention from abroad, which would destroy the country.
Okay, Chris, thanks very much.
Thank you.